With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Key warning from an expert, award-winning scholar and author Gordon Chang, says Russia's invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago actually opened the door for China to disrupt global order by throwing its weight behind the Kremlin.
Beijing loves it. I mean, they've been supporting Putin across the board. It's not just elevated commodity purchases. It's diplomatic propaganda support. They opened up their financial system to sanction Russian institutions.
Chang says China has been providing Russia with a full range of diplomatic and financial support ever since the start of the invasion.
And the Chinese have been selling a lot of weapons to the Russians. And to top it all off, China was almost certainly involved in arranging North Korea's assistance to Russia in the war. So this is Moscow and Beijing together again.
Also at SRNnews.com, new poll suggesting Americans are divided on the Trump administration handling of two very key issues.
The new AP North poll revealed about 4 in 10 U.S. adults approve Trump's stance on the economy and trade negotiations. On immigration, approval ratings were higher, with half of U.S. adults agreeing with his strict agenda on the issue.
That is correspondent Marcela Sanchez. Now, this past week, both the Rasmussen and CBS polls indicating President Trump's overall job approval stands at 50%. The most recent Harvard-Harris poll has Mr. Trump's job approval at 49%, 3 percentage points higher than those who disapprove. Following months of political turmoil, South Korea has some clarity about its future now, following the dismissal of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol over his short-lived declaration of martial law. Stakes are high now for the U.S. ally that is home to America's largest overseas military base. This is SRN News. Well, the faith differences in the two genders are revealed now in a new poll.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates that 59% of men in the U.S. identify as Christian versus 31% who say they are followers of no particular religion. Most Christian men are evangelical Protestants, 23%. Amongst women, 66% identify as Christian against 27% who are unaffiliated. Most Christian women, also evangelical Protestants, 24%. Women attend church more than men do, and they pray more as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court appears to be leaning toward a Catholic charitable organization fighting the state of Wisconsin in the latest religious rights case to come before the court. Justices suggesting the Catholic Charities Bureau should not have to pay unemployment taxes because the work of the social services agency motivated by religion. This is SRN News. Texas Senate approving a measure to tackle the state's looming water crisis.
Senate Bill 7 was introduced by State Senator Charles Perry and focuses on creating new water sources to meet Texas' growing needs. The bill includes strategies like desalinization, produced water treatment plants, and reservoir projects. Perry emphasizes the need for new water supplies, including brackish and marine water. The bill also clarifies that out-of-state water can be imported through state-funded pipelines. The House will now take up the bill for debate. John Scott reporting.
In a little town in northeast Kansas, authorities have charged a 66-year-old Oklahoma man with first-degree murder in the shooting of a Catholic priest. Nemaha County Attorney Brad Lippert says Gary Hermesh of Tulsa has been charged in the shooting death of Arul Carasola. The priest in the town of Seneca was 57. More details at SRNnews.com.